9 minutes before nine. Right, you've heard Mike Davidson, director of the Core Issue Trust. This, as one Conservative MP is questioning the idea of gay aversion therapies on the NHS. The idea we still give these folk electric shocks seems to be going back to the days of Victoria. But let's get your calls. Graham, you're in Sevenoaks and you're through to Mr. Davidson. Go ahead, Graham.
Good morning. I'd like to know whether you believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. You don't speak for me, sir. I'm a gay man, and I'm not ashamed of what I am. I was born this way. At no point in my life did I ever actually say I've decided I want to be gay. I don't understand why it is that you hate homosexuality so much, so vehemently, or is it that you're scared of it? What are you scared of?
I think, Graham, the important thing is that people need choice in life, and some people just get to the point where they want to go in a different direction. So this isn't about criticising people who live in a way different to them, the people I'm dealing with. It's about people's freedom and right to make a decision. People who don't feel as though they were born gay see other opportunities and want to go in that direction. Surely that's something we can all support, the freedom to be able to do that.
The only reason why people feel that way is because of people like you, people who are trying to tell other gay people, other people, that they are inferior. I'm not inferior to you. I'm not inferior to any heterosexual.
You certainly aren't inferior, and certainly I don't...
Why are you trying to make out that we are? Because what you are doing is you're trying to say that you can cure something. You can't cure me, but also, why should I want to be cured?
I'll come back to you in a second, Graham. Let's get Mr. Davidson in. You will have a final comment, Mr. Davidson.
I think it's really important that you recognise that we certainly are not out to cure people. What we are doing is working with them to work out the goals and aspirations that they have. And if they want to move away from homosexual practices and deal with the behaviours that they have found to be hurtful, we think that they should have the right to do that. Now, that shouldn't interfere with your right and freedom to live as you think that you should. But please allow this population group to have a chance as well.
Quick response, Graham, before I move on.
Well, please allow people just to be who and what they are. I'm very sorry, but I think you're talking out of your hat.
Graham, thank you. Ken's in Ayrshire. You're through to Mr. Davidson. Go ahead, Ken.
Good morning, Nick and Mike. This is an important topic, gentlemen. I've got a very good Christian friend who was previously a homosexual, mm-hmm. and he hated it. And now, he turned to Jesus. That was his choice. Nobody forced him. Mm-hmm. And he asked God for help in his life. And God wonderfully delivered him from homosexual appetites. This is a miracle. Now, as a Christian, I don't hate
I've got to move you to a question. I appreciate the background, but are you coming to a question of Mr. Davidson, Ken?
No, well, my thought is not really a question. It's a thought. The only real answer to sin, and we have to understand there is a problem of sin in all of our lives, is to allow Jesus to set us free to choose to do right.
Your faith, how has your faith influenced you, Mr. Davidson?
I think what I would say to Ken is surely Muslims and Jews and people who have no faith at all, who are secularists, if they choose to go in the direction that we are offering, they should have the freedom to do that. And I'm not sure that it would be wise to preach to them from a Christian point of view. As much as you and I may believe that that's important, we have to respect difference in other people, and people come from different backgrounds, and I think it's very important to protect that.
Ken, thank you. Ray's in Lewisham. You're through to Mr. Davidson. Go ahead, Ray.
Great. As a gay man that's fought all my life trying to be accepted as a gay man, why, if we are born gay or transgender, why is it so hard and difficult for so many of us struggling to accept our sexuality? Part of the problem is clearly caused by bigotry, ignorance, and misguided thoughts like yourself. Do you think that is the reason why we come to terms with our sexuality? Or do you accept my thoughts that really the issue about sexuality is more about DNA and genetics? We don't have a choice. We become gay for all sorts of reasons, but it's certainly not a lifestyle choice.
Well, I think you're right. We do become homosexual for all sorts of reasons, but I think the Royal College of Psychiatrists itself has said that this is not something that is wrapped up exclusively in the genetics and in genes. I think the other thing we need to really begin to see is that just because we disagree with people doesn't make the opposition bigots. I think we've got to move away from that kind of language. In any tolerant society, we need to be able to have discussion. We need to have a look at neutral science, and we need to come to a point of view that is appropriate based on fact, not on an emotional and ideological position.
Just to touch there, I think Ray mentioned transgender people. You support the idea that people can be born in the wrong body.
I think that we are now seeing the crest of the wave break in terms of the transgender movement. It's really interesting, isn't it, that the NHS will certainly support anybody with gender dysphoria. If you are a man and you need to become a woman, the NHS will be behind you and give you all the hormone therapy and support to make you into the gender of your desire. But a man who comes, who simply wants to reduce homosexual feelings and remain true to the genetic makeup that he has, is denied help. A transgender person is completely different
but
from...
But you make it sound like turning up at the gas, or I think I'll be a little bit more gay this month. No, I think I'll turn it down
a little
this month.
I hope not, because that's part of the problem.
Like
the
it?
Part of the problem of the gay cure discourse, if I can put it that way, is it sounds like a switch. We flip a switch.
Yes.
We don't flip a switch. People who work with me are in counseling for at least a year, often 2 years. The progress is slow, and it's never the flip of a switch. So I need to ask that we move away from this gay cure terminology.
We're moving to our last couple of minutes here, so final call. I'm absolutely not a spare line into the building. John in Chessant, your question of Mr. Davidson. John, go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, I'm not biased, I'm not gay, but I think that the old discussion of actually saying that someone's not born gay, I think it's very unhealthy. It's taken me a long time to accept gay people, and I do, because all I see is they're very loving people to each other. They don't harm anybody else. They're happy in what they do. And I can understand people that that want to change, don't want to be homosexual, because obviously there's something not quite happy in themselves. But don't you think it's unhealthy to actually creating homophobia, because a lot of people, like myself,
I'm going to talk over, because we're coming to the final minute. In a way, you're actually harming the advancement of people who are happily gay, Mr. Davidson.
Let me put it this way. A 13-year-old boy who has a one-off homosexual experience and then thinks that this is my destiny, even though the neuroscientists are telling us that your brain is not mature before you're 23 years of age, I think it would be a huge mistake to impose on him an identity that is not necessarily the case. Just because people have gay feelings, homosexual feelings, or homosexual activities does not mean that they were born gay. And if we obscure that, we close the door to progression in all sorts of ways for different people, and I think that really is a problem.
The debate will run and run, as will the cash implications as well. Mr. Davidson, thank you. Mike Davidson, your director of the Core Issue Trust, thanks for coming in and taking the calls. I'm sorry, everybody wants to ring, but we are moving on.